Constructicons, it's time to rise up. Oh, hi, this is writer Tyler Blazinski, and you are listening to All Things Transformers. Enjoy.
This is Megatron, and you've found the All Things Transformers frequency here at the Geekcast Radio Network. Join Steve and Mike as they unleash the beast in you and discuss All Things Transformers. Excellent. Yes.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me in this adventure into Transformers is TFG1 Mike. Hello.
Hello. Yes, that's right. We are back, and we are back for another Transformers Tuesday right before the pullbag releases on Wednesday for our review of Transformers Volume 3, All Fall Down from IDW Publishing. But first, the GCRN's Transformers Top 100 Characters Countdown. Folks, you have literally days left to get your lists into us. The description and all the show notes and stuff like that will be in the show notes. All the information you need, the link you need to go to check it out. Submit your lists to us. We accept minimum of 50 characters per list. Transformers Characters Countdown. One character per generation. So if you list Generation 1 Megatron, that's your Megatron, because most of the other Megatrons are the same, except for Beast Wars and Beast Machines Megatron. That's different.
Yes.
Ah, yes. I figured you'd pop
save
in here.
Save the best for last. Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and spoil this right now, because it's not going to matter, because it's not spoiling the actual countdown, because the super genius of Optimus Solo has not compiled any lists yet. Beast Wars Megatron made it to number 7 on my list. So at least he's in my top 10.
Yeah, you know where he is on mine.
Yeah, I know. We don't even have to ask you. We already know. Hello, Steve / Megatron. Come on now. We know.
Well, and the other thing is you don't know where the rest of my characters lie.
Well, true.
Yeah, I'm very biased towards Beast Wars, but you don't know what characters made it high up.
Yep.
And which ones did not. Although I will say I had a heavy armament of G1 with that. So that should make people very happy for the purists of heart.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely. And we are starting tonight because we are recording this Monday night, April 12th, 2021. Hasbro Fan Fest 2021 happened on Friday, April 9th, 2021, and we now have all of the reveals from that thing. I actually have an image on my phone, and I think this is really cool. They did a thing. I wanted to take a screen cap of this because I wanted to make sure I saw it and see exactly how it's done.
It's a pity you Autobots die so easily, or I might have a sense of satisfaction now.
You got the touch! You got the
power! Arise, Rodimus Prime.
Optimus.
Yeah! No.
So the guy, I forget what his name was in the panel, but the guy that was showing off Rodimus and the other toys and whatever, he actually showed you how the car mode, the car part, the front part, and the trailer come apart and go together, and they look really, really smooth. But we will talk about Rodimus in more detail in a little bit. We are starting off with Oslag, because apparently Hasbro is using slag now instead of slug, even though it's a curse word in certain parts of the world.
Or in Beast Wars.
True. Or in slag. Beast Wars. Yes. This is Studio Series 86 Leader Class Slag with Daniel. So this is just like Grimlock with Wheelie. Yeah. And it's this little tiny character now. I assume, because I've kind of watched Protoman's video about these reveals and things like that and whatever else, and I am of the assumption the same that Protoman is that they're just including these to include them. We know Slag never hung out with Daniel in the movie. I mean, Slag was barely there.
I think they're just trying to do it to give somebody something extra.
Exactly, yeah.
This is why you're spending this amount of money on this figure.
Exactly. And if we're getting Slag, I assume we're getting the rest of the Dinobots. Slag and Grimlock as leader class figures look amazing. The Dino modes look so cool. The robot mode looks great. I'm loving it.
My oldest wants this Grimlock something terrible, and I'm like, boy, you don't have enough money to buy the figure. I'm like, you don't have enough money.
Yeah, Ian would have to basically get dentures before he's 10 years old in order to afford Grimlock at this point.
I told him, I was like, kid, you're better off buying like one of the War for Cybertron or the, mm-hmm. you know, one of the figures that nobody wants anymore because they're upgrading to get this one.
Yep. And we are using the AllSpark, so huge thanks to AllSpark.com for all of the news that we will be talking about in this podcast episode.
Hooray! We've done it! Look! It isn't even dented! Oh, shit! What are we going to do now?
Seeing these Dinobots, seeing them in the Dino modes, I feel like I'm 10 years old again when I loved dinosaurs back in 1990.
Honest, I really like the attention to detail in these Studio 86 figures.
Absolutely.
Now, I would love it even better if they had die-cast. But for what we got, I'm very happy with them.
Yep.
Now, I've only got one. But if I was going to get any of the others, Grimlock was pretty enticing, and so was Rodimus Prime.
Right.
The rest of them, I was kind of but those were, you know, and then Galvatron probably would be on my list too, but I'm sticking to Beasts. But if I was going the G1 route, Grimlock would definitely be a part of the squad.
I mean, technically the Dinobots are beasts. They're mechanical beasts. But
they're huge, and if I have to weigh room for the beasts, I can fit like four of those guys in his space.
Yeah. So more from Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest. I love this. I love the title of the AllSparks article for what we're going to talk about all this stuff. But the title of the article, Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest drops shattering hype with new Transformers reveals. That's an awesome title. I am going to read this verbatim because I want to make sure that I get the information done correctly. The wait is over, and the wait for actual toy releases begins. Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest is here, and the Transformers team was only too happy to show off upcoming product for War for Cybertron Kingdom and the all-new Hasbro Pulse exclusive series of toys featuring Shattered Glass. But that's not all. The Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest Transformers session ended on a high note with the auto-converting Robison G1 Optimus Prime. War for Cybertron Kingdom continues its role this year with new Core, Deluxe, Voyager, Commander, and Titan-class figures. The Core class sees a redecoed Vertebrae as Dracodon and an all-new Boombox Soundwave with cassette mode. Laserbeak Deluxes will see their previously revealed Predacon Scorponok, new Fossilizer Wingfinger. Okay. I know you make fun of Windblade because you just like saying Wingblade more than Windblade, but I'm sorry, Wingfinger is a horrible name.
Hey, I think it's funny that they made a Core class Soundwave with a cassette.
Uh-huh.
And we don't even know if it transforms.
Oh, it does. I would assume it does. It shows him in Robot and...
No. I'm saying Laserbeak.
Oh, Laserbeak. We don't know if Laserbeak... Okay, yeah. Got it.
Because I know the Soundwave does, and that's enticing just for, you know, the size factor.
Yep, absolutely.
Of wanting. It doesn't look like it transforms Laserbeak, but it is his cassette.
Yeah, very cool.
But yeah, I'm excited for that. The fossilizers, I just have to get this out of the way. I hate them all. I think that they're the most ridiculous, like, parts former. Yes, they transform. But they shatter apart like Waspinator does in every episode that he gets blown to pieces.
Yeah.
And they're justifying this into a figure that's honestly just garbage.
Yeah.
I think that they're the, like, yeah, okay, it's cool as bone armor and bone weapons, but on a whole, I'll never buy these. Like, this is, like, honestly about as bad as, like, Minicons.
Yeah. I actually think Minicons are better than Fossilizers. I'm not a huge fan of Minicons, but I like them more than Fossilizers. Also, Rhinox is joining the Beasts, so we've got that as a Voyager mold. Leader-class Galvatron joins Kingdom as well, ready to face off with Commander-class Rodimus Prime, who is now officially revealed by Hasbro. Finally, the first ever converting Autobot Arc is the next Titan-class figure, along with Teletran 1, who turns into Mainframe and also stores two golden discs. Wow. These pictures and these links will be in the show notes, folks. These pictures, I mean, that Soundwave looks amazing for a core class. Like, you want to talk about really taking the whole microcassette thing to a whole new level? Wow.
Oh, I dig it.
Looks so good.
Now, I also dig this Rodimus because he turns into Hot Rod.
Yep.
And his trailer turns into a base, kind of like Prime's, except better.
Well, the
thing kind of reminds me of the Machine Wars base.
The thing with Rodimus's trailer is that I have to get through the awesome pictures of Trax. I kind of want Trax, but I'm never going to get him because I just Funko's my collection. But getting down here to Rodimus, though, this is the Rodimus I wanted in 1986. Don't get me wrong.
That grizzled look that Prime has.
Right. Don't get me wrong. I love the original G1 Rodimus Prime that came out in the 86 line. But this modern day Rodimus is everything that was and more. So you're talking about the trailer and the base and everything. That actually happened in the original toy. This isn't a new thing that Rodimus' trailer was.
I figured. I just prefer this.
Oh yeah,
the modern build.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks so good.
And then as far as Rhinox is concerned.
Oh, Rhinox. Chain Gun Rhinox, you had me at hello.
This is bad comedy.
Yeah, so I have a love of this and a gripe of this. The love is they've got the colors pretty good.
Right.
Like the Chain Gun looks good. The Rhino mode looks good as far as color aesthetics. Right. It's when you get him to robot mode that I have the gripe. Now he's bulky like he should be because he was in the show.
Right.
I have a nitpick with the chest piece.
Okay.
Because the chest piece, like if you look behind his head, like, you know how the jaw, the rhinos just come down on his chest.
Yeah.
This one, it doesn't. And it's completely static.
Yeah.
So evidently it folds into his stomach. Like it's not actually his jaw.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the only way they could get the aesthetic to look like him. I don't know.
So this is where I'm going with this. The chain guns also don't look like they're very big.
No, they don't. They look kind of small.
They look like he's holding saws on his hands. Like they don't look like he's holding a box with it.
Yeah.
So part of his head, like I have a gripe with just the head sculpt of the head itself. So, like, for instance, if you were comparing it with the Thrilling 30 version.
Right.
The Takara one that came out years ago. This one does things a little bit better in some regards. As far as, like, the color. Like, with the original, the Thrilling 30, either Takara or the Hasbro one, the colors were all goofy.
Yeah.
But the Takara one, the colors were correct, but a lot of his, like, shoulder stuff wasn't correct. The legs were, like, jello on the Thrilling 30. But what I did like is the head sculpt for the robot mode. I liked the fact that the jaw actually folded down to his chest, and it was a little bit bigger. And then his chain guns of doom actually look like chain guns of doom.
Yeah.
But overall, the figure was a masterpiece. And then they make this, and it pales in comparison to that one. Although I do like the fact that the legs are bulkier to kind of go with the rest of the frame of the body. But on a whole, the other figure is so much better than this one. It's just in the appearance I've seen so far.
Right.
That being said, if I could get my hands on this one, the Thrilling 30, I would get it. If I cannot, I would be happy with this over, say, like the 96 version.
Okay, so just so I'm reading this right, his chest plate is supposed to mimic his open jaw, correct?
It mimics it, but it doesn't actually do it.
Right, I understand that. This is where I'm going with this, is that there would be no way, from where the top of his rhino head is next to his actual, like, from what I'm seeing in this main, and this is not the one with the background, this is the white background image of his robot mode. From what I'm seeing here, there would be no room for his head to have any movement if they didn't do it any other way than what is here currently. That's just what I'm assuming, and I'm probably making an ass out of myself. Design? Yeah.
But with the Thrilling 30, they made it work. So, like, I'm kind of perplexed on the differences that they've managed to come up with instead of just, honestly, they could have recycled the Thrilling 30 figure and would have been fine.
Yeah.
And not saying I don't dislike it. I do like it, but if I had the option, I would get the Thrilling 30 over this just because his, like, there's a couple of inconsistency issues that just look goofy. But yeah, I mean, I still think that if you don't have Rhinox, this is the way to go.
Yeah. Zooming in on his left hand in this no background image, the chain gun you're right, it does not look like it's
very flat.
Yeah, it's the gun is very, and maybe it's just this pose, I don't know, but it does not look like it's like, I almost wish the chain guns were a hand accessory that his hands could come out and like, you know how Optimus G1 Optimus's hands, you know, whatever. Like, I see his hands in one of the other images. I just wish, that's what it is. The hands, okay, so if you look at the two images of it's right below, the first two images, right below tracks, okay? It has his hands on the second image, and it has the chain guns on the first image. The hands probably come off and the chain guns insert into the arm to make it look like he's just wearing the chain guns. So that's why the chain guns are so thin, probably, to make it look like that. And I think it looks cool. I think it looks really good. I don't know. What do I know?
I'm waiting to see the final release because, honestly, like the one that's next to that they have the background with, I'm not impressed with the color palette.
Right.
But the one that's in the white background, I don't dislike it. Like there's a difference like between the two, like a slight difference.
Yep.
But I almost feel like if I get that, I'm going to have to metalize it because it just looks, it's going to look goofy. And I feel like I'll have to, I mean, either way, I'm going to repaint them because they're just not going to. If I got the Thrilling 30, I'd leave it alone, other than maybe the chain guns. But like this one, I feel like I'm going to have to go through and do some finer touch-up details on stuff because I don't think that they're actually going to do it. Right. Although, this figure could lend nicely if they wanted to repaint it as the Predacon Rhinox.
Oh, the purple and the evil Rhinox, yes. The
silver and metallic green.
Yep.
Which that's basically what this looks like in the white background.
Yeah.
Whereas the other one looks more, you know, green with gold.
Yep.
So, I mean, I guess we'll see what happens like between that. They're also speculating because of where he shows up on the poster. Because it's all Autobots and Maximals on one side and it's Decepticons and Predacons on the other and Rhinox is on the Predacon side.
Oh, interesting.
So makes you wonder.
Mm-hmm.
as far as the poster's concerned, because the people were looking at it and they're like, yeah, Rhinox is there looking kind of maniacal. You got Unicron, you got the Nemesis, you got Scorponok, Megatron, Dinobot, Black Arachne, and then you got the other side with like Rat Trap, Cheetor, Primal, Airazor, and Tigatron.
Yep.
Which could be like just them just trying to fit things on the thing, or it could be them trying to misdirect. It could be them trying to actually switch their side. I mean, it's just, it kind of leaves it up to just figure out what's going on, but it'll be interesting to see what they do regardless. Yeah. And then of course, Terror Sword is coming, and they, like, I've seen multiple reports of this, and they're saying that it's supposed to be a redeco of Airazor.
Right.
Which I could see them doing with a pterodactyl aesthetic.
Yeah.
So yeah, who knows?
And the next big thing for me was Shattered Glass. It was 2008, folks, and at the time I was working. I had a good paying job at the time. I had a lot of extra income, and I paid somebody three figures. So let's just say $100, but it wasn't $100, sadly. I paid somebody an exorbitant amount of money for the 2008 BotCon Shattered Glass box set, and I had Rodimus and Blur and all of that. And guess what, folks? Hasbro Pulse will be featuring a five-figure toy capsule or short series of related toys inspired by Shattered Glass. This take on the old BotCon launched concept is a post-apocalyptic battle between the villainous Autobots and the heroic Decepticons. The next few will be revealed over time, but they introduced us to the first one, Shattered Glass Blur, who will be packed with an IDW comic featuring his battle with Shattered Glass Starscream. IDW has not announced this yet, however, I do know it's supposed to be a five-issue miniseries.
This is pretty neat.
This is awesome.
I've never been a fan of the Shattered Glass.
Okay.
But it does look neat.
Yeah. This is awesome, and I really want those Shattered Glass Autobot and Decepticon logos. They look so good. All right, what else are we talking about tonight?
And they've got a fossilizer with like 3D effect blast effects.
Yep.
The Rachtonite named Tricranius or whatever, Tricranus or
yeah.
It, the color palette looks cool. I don't care for the fossilizers, but I think that the blast effects are awesome.
This fossilizer is the coolest one out of them all, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like the blast effects that they have. The red and the bluish green. Just because they'll be neat to be attached. But we also forgot about the $700 Optimus Prime.
Did we really forget about it? I mean, we were getting to it. I mean, why not save the best for last? Now, I saw this via the Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest live video. I do not watch live videos, but I obviously saved the video for when the live stream was over. And Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes, of all people, got to reveal this, and it's basically you can control it with your voice. You can control it with an app on your phone. It auto-converts by itself through commands, and it has the voice of Peter Cullen.
Greetings.
Yeah, I saw a I saw an individual review this on CNET.
Uh-huh.
And we're just fangasming out on this. Like, I guess the company that came up with this Optimus Prime, they developed auto-transforming robots in the past, but they did it with the sole purpose of trying to get the Hasbro license.
Yep.
And obviously landed it. And
yeah,
I've seen this before the Hasbro Fan Fest.
Right.
being teased online, and it's pretty awesome. Not only the fact that it's auto converting, it's voice and app activated.
Yeah,
because like they would say different things, and Optimus would do different things depending on what was said, and you can kind of customize it on the app, and you know, create different movements and remote control them and everything else. It's if you got the money, it's cool.
Right.
I don't have that kind of money, but
I don't either. Michael Wilson was like, "Oh, time to mortgage the house."
I mean, it's a 19-inch Optimus Prime that actually drives.
That's the thing, though. That's why I am not balking at the price. I mean, considering what you know, for Masters of the Universe fans, we have a $600 Snake Mountain. For other fans, there's other things. So, you know, I mean, I get it. Don't get me wrong, I get it, but I ain't gonna get it because that
So
I think it's really cool, and I can't wait to see my friends who do get it, that do video reviews of it, like Pia or Balt Matrix or somebody like that. But I cannot see myself getting this thing.
Well, and he's not only is he 19 inches tall,
but
it's equipped with 80 sound effects. It's voiced by the original actor, Peter Cullen. Genuine converting sounds, as authentic as a G1 design as possible. It's got chrome. It's got lighting throughout. It's got speakers, two microphones. He punches, blasts, you know, breathes, like literally moves, you know, just from standing in robot. Like he's breathing. And then, you know, he's got all these components, microchips, you know, all this stuff, and he'll actually drive away in truck mode.
Yeah.
And he's got a 2000 mAh lithium ion rechargeable battery, which is kind of cool. How long that lasts when you're actually talking to him and getting him to do this stuff. Cause I truly wonder, but anyways, yeah, he's got 25 voice activated commands, including rollout, convert, attack, and, you know, there's Megatron. And then he goes, you know, says something like Optimus Prime and, like prepare for battle, you know, and starts acting like he's going to shoot him or something. I don't know, but regardless, this is pretty spectacular.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Some of the stuff. Like, the difference between being a kid, you know, 25, 35 years ago to now and seeing the level of engineering they're able to do.
Yeah.
Just puts our toys to shame.
That's why I'm saying, like, with this Rodimus and this Galvatron, it's like, if I was collecting these figures still and I wasn't just in the Funko realm... Like, literally, I want that Galvatron and I want that Rodimus because they are everything six-year-old me in 1986 wanted out of my toys.
If you're gonna ride, Dano, ride in style.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
This is the world, Mr. Draff. Everything is for sale.
And I'm sure there's going to be little things here and there on various, like the whole mouth thing with Rhinox. Okay, like I said, maybe that's the only way they could get the robot head to have any kind of motion, or range of motion, or articulation. I should say articulation, because heaven forbid I use the wrong terminology. And oh my God, that guy on that Transformers podcast, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Like, oh my God. The last thing we need to bring up is something very cool because it ties into the IDW Beast Wars comic that's currently going on. You want to take that one, sir?
T-Formers reports of a IDW Beast Wars Megatron action figure 3D printed project by Mooney, or at the Pixel Moon with the O's being zeros, on Twitter. And posted images and an update of his 3D printed model of the IDW Beast Wars Megatron action figure with 10 points of articulation. No transformation, but it's pretty spectacularly spot on.
It's a robot version of the new IDW publishing Josh Bertram designed Megatron. I don't care if it doesn't transform. It's a 3D printed thing of some. Okay, so over on the pullback, when we do the Origins episode, there is a thing where I ask, what is the one thing that you would want out of a comic book in real life? And normally, examples I give are like Green Lantern's ring or Batman's Batarang, or, you know, if you could have any item from a comic in real life, what would it be? They're doing this with a full-on character from the Beast Wars comic. Like, this is awesome. He's the person that's doing this. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's so cool. So, and he's saying, you know, based on the design by Josh Burcham, he says, yep. He's going to be test printing it very soon. And if all's good, files will be available for free. So you can print your own.
Sweet.
Which again, very cool. It says no glue required. It's got 15 parts that just plug in to each other.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so I'm wondering what level of, like, if it's just 3D printed, if you have to, you know, what level of detail is on, like, etched into the plastic, or if you kind of have to paint that yourself. Like, I know it's not going to be painted. I'm just saying, like, I wonder what level of detail is there. Depending on cost, it might be mine. But, yeah.
That would be cool.
It would be very cool. I you know, and then looking at this, I'm like, man, it'd be nice to have an Optimus Prime of my truck, you know, for the podcast, have it 3D printed as a toy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. But I'm too stupid to do that. So
stop it.
Somebody make it for me.
If you're willing to supply the parts and pay the shipping, I know a guy in California that does 3D printing. So,
I don't know. It'd be nice if I could actually make it a Transformer, though.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, that's a lot more money, though.
We can't all be RoboSyn, thank you very much. We can't all do the auto conversions here. So, yeah, that's Transformers stuff that's happened since the last episode we released. And the next episode we're going to release is our review of IDW Publishing's Beast Wars... Transformers Beast Wars, I should say, number 3, which comes out on the 21st, which is next week at this point. So, yeah, anything else you want to bring up before we close it out, Megatron?
No, I think that's it.
All right. What do you think of your 3D printed self, Megatron?
Excellent. Yes.
Thank you for joining us here on All Things Transformers, folks. Transform, transcend, and roll out. We will catch you next time.
Soundwave, jam that transmission!
Rumble Frenzy, Ravage Rat Bat, Eject, Operation Interference.
Please don't do that. I'm trying to swallow this pill.
But look, Megatron is wise. Megatron is stupid right now.
Yes.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.